Okay, Svek Seker, B'mokim Chazaka. We've come at least to a basic understanding of Chazaka de Meikara. And we come now to Shaila of a Svek Seker against the Chazaka, whether we're going to be Mekel in a Svek Seker where the Chazaka says Chazaka li Yisura. So this is the Nidin for today. We can't start unless we start with reminding ourselves about the basic machlokes of Svek Sveka. And we'll be done briefly Alpi Svara, and then we'll go and see what it says in the Paiskim. Why is a Svek Sveka mutter? So we all know that there's a machlokes Rishayim, the Rambam and the Rajba, as to what the reason for a Svek Sveka, which is a klal b'chol hashas, what's the reason that we're makel by a Svek Sveka? You have an issa d'oraisa, one suffik will machmir, and yet by two svekas we're makel. Why? So the Rashba is the easy reason. The Rashba says that Svek Sveka mitam roiv. The language he says is ulai odif me roiv. That's the often quoted lashon of the Tshuvas HaRashba, that Svek Sveka mitam roiv, ulai odif me roiv. What does he mean, Svek Sveka mitam roiv? He means that the odds are lakula. The Svek Sveka roiv normally is mathematical, it's something you count. Svek Sveka mitam roiv means that statistically the odds are lakula. For example, the easiest example of the Rashba's Svek Sveka is when you have a Uber. A woman is pregnant, and we're not sure what that Uber is. Is that Uber a boy or a girl? Nafkamina, two nafkaminas. The easy nafkamina is you have a Ashes Kain who's pregnant, and she wants to know if she could go to a Levaya, or if she could go to a Beis HaKfaris. If she's carrying a male, then she's not allowed to go, and even an Uber is, there's an Isser. There's an issa to bring an Uber Kayin into a Olam Hayis. So she has a Shaila. She's pregnant. Is she allowed to go into an Olam Hayis? So we tell her that it's a problem because we tell her that it's mutter because it's Svek Sveka. What's a Svek Sveka? Maybe she's carrying a male, maybe she's carrying a female. By female, there's no iser. B'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron amitzovah antoma. And a filon tibtzalayim, she's carrying a male, maybe that baby is a navel. So odds are, Svek Sveka says that it's mutter. Yeah, but later, this Svek Sveka originally has to do with Yibum, where a man dies, and his mother is pregnant. So the woman has a Svek Sveka that she's not going to fall to Yibum, because if her husband has no brothers, her husband's mother is pregnant, then he gives birth to a boy, there'll be Yibam. A girl, there's no Yibam. A Nephil, there's no Yibam. So that's a typical Svek Sveka. You want to think of Svek Sveka? Svek Sveka, a woman is pregnant. Suffolk, boy or girl. A film to the Salim, a boy, maybe a Nephil. The Rashba calls that right. How is that right? Because if you do analysis statistically of what's going to take place, odds are 50% male, 50% female. And within each of the 50%, there's, let's say, 1% or 2% chance of nafel. So it turns out that the odds that this woman is carrying a male bar kayama are, let's say, 48%. Because we'll say that 48% of women give birth to males, 48% to females, and 4% to nafels. So that means that Svek Sveka mitam roiv. We do an analysis of the Svek Sveka, and the Svek Sveka turns into a roiv that something is mutter. That's the Rashba Shita, and that is thought to be the Shita of Rav Rishayim. Most of the Achrayim in Simin Kuf Yud, Neman, that's Rav Rishayim, that Rav Rishayim go with the Rashba, and that therefore The ikar is that svek svek is metam raiv. That's shita number one, the Rashba shita. The Rambam, as I hope you all know by now, the Rambam shita in svek sveka is a totally different shita. The Rambam holds, the Rambam's explanation of svek sveka is based on a different shiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Sufik Doiraisim in Atayra Lakula. The Rambam holds that the rule we all know, Sufik Doiraisim Lachumra, is something that the Rabbanan instituted. The Din Taira is that Sufik Doiraisim Lakula. That means Min Atayra. If you have a piece of Sufik Chela Sufik Shuman, you're allowed to eat it. Not maybe you're allowed to eat it, you're certainly allowed to eat it. Min HaTorah, the Torah's matir, Sveikas. Rabbanan came along and they asked Sveikas. So when you have one Sufik, you have one piece of Sufik Deraisa, whether it's a piece of food, the Sufik Kosher, or a beggar, the Sufik Shatnas, or a woman, the Sufik Eshes Ish, Min HaTorah, it's Mutter. The Rabbanan answered. That's the Shittas around it. A svek sveka, therefore, is always a safik drabana lakula. Every svek sveka is safik drabana. Because since one safik is only asami drabana, the second safik turns into a safik drabana lakula, and therefore, with matir svek svekis, lamaisa, because every svek sveka is a safik drabana lakula. Okay, this is the olive base of everything. Shari Yosha starts with it, and the Shemaitza starts. All discussion of Sveikas and Chazakas start with the Machlaikas, the Rambam, and the Rajba. And the reason has to do with the reason of Safedra, the Din of Safedra is Lechumra, but it has to do now with Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika mitam Raiv, the Rajba's reason. Svek Sveika mitam Safedra Vana Lekula, the Rambam's reason. Okay, hope everyone is comfortable with that. That's the background. Now, I come in, I ask you a shayla. What's the din of a svek sveka when there's a chazaka? A cheskas iser. And we have a svek sveka. This behemah is the cheskas eivim rachai, like nishchita. And have a svek sveka if there was a shchita. Whatever you can imagine the svek sveka is. What should be the din of svek sveka b'makam chazaka? Ashkafu yishayna before we look into any svarim. Let's see. According to the Rashba, what should be? According to the Rashba, Svek Svek is Matam Raiv. What's the din of Raiv in place of a Chazaka? Rubil Chazaka, Rubil Adif. Like the Rambam, like the Rashba, no problem. Rubil Chazaka, Rubil Adif. So Raiv, Svek Svek, should work against the Chazaka. That's the Hashkafa Rishayim. So that's good. The second, according to the Rambam, what would you say? Make it a little more complicated. According to the Rambam, I have a cheskas iser, and I have a svek sveka to be makel. What should be like the Rambam? Svek sveka works because it's suffered rabban on the kula. So the chayra, what should be the din? We should have to. It should be the same din as suffered rabban on beis chazak isur. You have to look in Yerdeya and see what the din is by Safed Rabbanan Beis Chazak Yisura, and from there we can buy ice. It's Taka Machlekes HaPaiskim. It should depend on that L'chayrim in the Rambam. So what comes out before we start looking into anything is like the Rashba, Sak Sveik and Chazak Yisura should be fine. Like the Rambam, we could clear, but it's not a clear sex sake. It's a different clear. Safdar Bana Lakula, do you say it by Eschazak Yisur? Separate child. Whatever you'll say there, you'll say it. That's the olive base of the discussion. And I have to add one Nakuda in this. The Rambam Shita is the Minatayra of Safi Teras as Lakula. Okay, anybody remember the Kashis on the Rambam? Rambam says, Min HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. He told Klal Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat Nevela, but you're allowed to eat Safik Nevela. not allowed to wear shatnis, but you're allowed to wear suffix shatnis. Right? That's how, that was the halacha that we were given. That's a nice space. So the Rashba asks one classic kasha, that if so, when do you ever bring an asham tali? What's an asham tali? It's a carbon asham that you bring by a suffix isakaris. You ate suffix chalev, you bring a carbon. So this is the first and foremost kasha, one of two main kashas on the Rambam, is how do you ever have an asham tali? If not Torah stuff, because lakula, I'm allowed to eat it, why do I have to bring a carbon? So what's the answer? General answer to this? What? You're not bringing an asham tali for not listening to the Rabbana. You're only bringing an asham tali for it's a possible sakaris. Can't be the Rabbana. Right. But your vada is that you only did a suffix. You masupa you did a vada, yes, sir, your vada you did a suffix. What? Maybe your vada you did a suffix. Asham tali? But if I ask the Rav, I come in, I have a piece of suffix chalav, I ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're allowed to eat it. Second, you tell me, you're allowed to eat it, but bring an asham tali? What? You did it already, but you're allowed to do it. But you're allowed to do it.
You don't know what you eat with trade. You have to trade. You weren't sure if you had something trade, but you weren't supposed to eat.
I mean, you had valid trade, you're still not sure if you ate it.
But you're not sure if you ate it, maybe
you
ate something else.
Okay, good. So this is the usual teretz on the Rambam, is that when it's a schasik isura, when there's vada yisur, and you're mesupik, if you ate it, then you need a carbon. In other words, you have one piece of chel, one piece of shuman, and you don't know which is which. So then you need a kapar. When do we say something to arise from a kula, when it's not a schasik isura? You have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's isura or not. That's the standard teretz on the Rambam. There are problems with it. The answers on the problems. This is the Mefarshei Rambam go with this Mahalach. The Mishlo Melech is Marech on this idea that by Ischazik Yisura, the Rambam is Maida Sofit Arayis L'Chumra, which would mean by Ischazik Yisura, the Sfek Sfeika would be a problem. Would be also like the Rambam. That's what would follow by Ischazik Yisura. So we have here in the tzad of the Rambam, what?
It's also going to be tamroi. But the first suffix is lechumra. Right. The second suffix.
Yeah. If you hold me tamroi, if you're right, there's no difference. It's chazik yisura, not it's chazik yisura. But if you don't agree to the cheshbon of tamroi, if you go to Rambam's mahalach, then lechayre the Rambam's mahalach should not apply by it's chazik yisura. Whether it's chazik yisura and cheskas yisura is the same, there's a lot of room to be mesupik just because they both use the word chazaka. But at least it leaves a room, right? Ischazik Yisur means a zicha issa here. Cheskas issa means it didn't change. I'm not certain that they're the same idea. But al kaponim, it's just the basic idea that you have to have before you go into any discussion of sex feika and any sugi and shas. Everything comes down to the Rambam and the Rashba. Now, we take our Shulchan Aruch. We pull out Shulchan Aruch. What would the Rambam say to the Rashba's Cheshbon? That's your question. What would the Rambam say when you have a sex sake and negative chazaka? So that's what we're not sure about. Right? That's what we're being down. What would the Rambam say? Sex sake and negative chazaka. We're saying by Ischazik Yisura, Sfek Seika would be awesome. Now, does that mean that every single time there's a Cheskas Yisur? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But we know already the Rambam's rule is not across the board. There are exceptions. How can you have a Sfek Seika by Ischazik Yisura? So you want me to come up with a case of Ischazik Yisura by Sfek Seika? I there are those, including the Shach, who hold Shtei Taruv as a Svek Svek. They have a piece of Shuman and Chelev, and then one of them falls into something else. It's a cheap way out. I'm trying to think of something better, but at least the short answer is this way. You have a Svek Svek by a Koi, which is Safik Beim or Safik Chaya. It's Chelev as a Safik, and then it falls into Taruv. That's not as classic Yisuro, because they're the first Safik and Safik. Okay. All right, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, figuratively, and let's see what it says. What does it say? There's a Ramah. The Ramah is in Simi Kuf Yod, Siftes. I told you this Ramah yesterday, but listen carefully. Ramah says, Svek Sveika is Chazik Yisura is Mutter. He says that when you have a Svek Sveika and it's Chazik Yisura, it's Mutter. And the Mefarshim all bring that this comes from a Tshuva Sarajba, which is Geshmak for all of us, you know, where that was a Hanacha, that the Rajba is a Mekel. It comes from a Tshuva Sarajba. So that's wonderful. What is the case of the Ramah? The case is that you shecht an animal, and afterwards you see the wing is broken. It's a broken wing. I told you yesterday, what's the din of a broken wing? Is it a treifa? Well, if you have a broken wing, the break in the wing doesn't make it a treif. A broken wing is treif because we're afraid that when the bird flapped its wings, it made a hole in its lungs. That by flapping its wings with the bone protruding, a broken bone means it's protruding from the skin. So it's a sharp edge sticking out of the skin. So birds flap their wings. Even birds that can't fly flap their wings. Chickens flap their wings all the time. Maybe they're trying, I don't know. But they flap their wings all the time, and therefore they make a hole in the lung. So they might have made a hole in the lung. So every living bird with a broken wing is a Suffolk treif. Now that I have this bird that comes to my house, a dead bird, is brought by the butcher to my house, I see a broken wing, it's a Svek Svek. Did it happen Mechayim? Did it happen Lachamisa? If it happened Lachamisa, it's kosher. If it happened Mechayim, then what? Well, if it happened to Chaim, then it's a Safik. Safik made a hole in the lung, Safik didn't make a hole in the lung. Turns out that it's a Svek Sveika. Dr. Ramah, it's a Svek Sveika by a Chazik Yisura, because every behemoth, every bird, is Becheskes Isra, at Yivod Lecha B'man Yishchata. So every bird starts the Becheskes Isra, so Dr. Ramah, it's a Svek Sveika, Becheskes Isra, and it's Mutter. What you're asking is what everything is going to depend on. You're asking good. Okay? But this, as I stated in the Ramah says it's a Svek Sveika, it's Mutter, even though the bird has a Cheskes Isser, it's still Mutter. Okay? So that's what we learned the Ramah. Let's go. There's a Taz and there's a Shach. We'll start with the Taz. The Taz says that this Ramah comes from a Tshuva Sarajba. What's the case of the Rajba? Similar case. The Rajba is talking by a Safik Drusa. You have a bird that's a Safik Drusa, which is treif. But the Safik Drusa fell into Taruvis. It got mixed in the Taruvis. And now you have one bird in front of you. You have a Svek Svek. Isn't this the Safik Drusa? And if it is a Safik Drusa, every Safik Drusa might be kosher. The Rajba was not here. The Rajba said that even though birds are Becheskes Isser, when you have a case of a Safik Drusa, it's Mutter. And that's the Pesach of the Ramah. The Taruv is for Svek Svek. Safik Drusa fell into Taruv. The Taz says that the Isser Veheter argues, the Sefer Isser Veheter, disagrees. The Issa Veheter has the following case. The case is important. Somebody shechted with a sakin, the shechted, checked his knife, it's kosher, he shechted, and afterwards he finds a pagam in the knife. What's the din? If after he shechted he finds a pagam in the knife, so if you don't tell the shechita, you know, you've got to throw out the bird or the animal. Finds a pagam in the knife, he has to throw it out. Why? Is it a vadai? It's not a vadai. Safik. He had a good knife. Sometime during the shechita, it got a pagam. Now, when you shecht an animal from the front to the back. Anybody know? What? From the front of the animal. Okay, shecht an animal from the front. At least the basic idea that every little child used to know in Europe, and today not everyone knows. You shecht an animal from the front. One of the reasons you shecht from the front is because the Torah says so, but there's another reason. If you shecht from the back, it's going to be a little difficult because animals, like people, have neck bones going from the brain down the back. They're very hard to shecht the simanim, which are on the front of the bird, if you have to cut through the neck bone first. And if you're going to break the neck bone before you shecht, then the animal's going to be a treifer. So you can only shecht from the front anyway. So at any rate, when you shecht from the front, there's a possibility the knife got a pagam before it shechted right. Shema ba'or nifkama, even in the skin of the animal, could have been pikem the delicate blade. Or it could be that after the sheikh had finished shechting the two samanim, he hit the neck bone, which is behind the two samanim, and maybe that made the pagam. So every time a sheikh checks his knife and it's good, and then he shechts the bird or the animal, it's a safik. But safik derais lo chumra, we throw away the bird, we throw away the animal, because it's a problem. The issa v'heta, safik, if at the time it cut the two samanim, it was already pogum, and then it's treif, or it was not yet pogum, and then it's kasher. So it's one safik. No, it's only one safik. That's one safik and it's us. The issa v'heta was asked the following shot. Somebody shechted a bird, and that bird became mixed with other birds. There were a few shechtim shechting like they have today in the shechita house. A bunch of shechtim are shechting, and what do they do today? This is the head that happens every day. They're shechting birds. Nobody waits till he checks his knife. The lines are moving. He shechts. They shecht 10 birds and check their knife, whatever the minig is. And then he finds a pagam. By the time he finds a pagam, the bird he shechted is mixed with birds that other shechtim shechted. So this now is a sex fake. On any bird, the suffix is it the bird that he shechted? And to Salim, it's the bird he shechted, maybe the pagam came later. It should be a sex fake. This is what the says. Now this is what the is talking where it got mixed out with one other one. So it's a suffix ha-shokul. Now shechita house it gets mixed out with many. Different shayla. But here, he shechted with a knife, he checked its pogum, and now he has two chickens, he doesn't know which is which. It's a svek sveika. And this is the head to say, it's a taka svek sveika, but it's a schazik yisura. And it's also, he shechted
one,
he shechted one, and other shechted one.
So shechted more, it's not any more svek sveika.
Why?
Because it doesn't happen after the last chicken, it can happen way before the last
chicken. So Shach talks about that. Okay, maybe I'll get to that. But for now, it's only they shechted one. And so it's come out the same case, right? The Rajma's tshuva, think about it. The Rajma's tshuva is a suffix trusa that got mixed with others. The Sivaheta's tshuva is a knife pogum that got mixed with others. Same type of thing. The Sivaheta says aser, the Rajma says mutter. So we have l'chayra machlaikis, and the Ramah's passing like the Rajma.
No,
I'm talking that he shechted only one. With this knife, he shechted one. And another shechter shechted one. I'm talking, there is first talking, there's one bird. I mean, they were the taka all treif. If you want to ask, it should be a svek svek, we'll get to it. But that's not the case, it is a bad. Are you following the cases? You don't follow the cases, you're not going to get the punchline of the whole shayla. The two cases are easy, then we have to work with it. Okay, again, this is the heter had a shayla with a bird that was shechted with a knife. It's a suffix if the shlita was good because it began, and then it got mixed with another bird. It's a svek sveka, I'm left with one bird, however it happened. I don't know if it's that bird, and if it's that bird, I don't know if it's treif. Is it that to set it off? The case of the Rashba was a Suffolk Jerusa, and it got mixed with another one. I don't know which is which. Svek Sveika, the Rashba passed on the Kula. Pashtus, they're arguing. Svek Sveika, the size of Isura, what's the din? The Isav had the Asus, and the Rashba is Mekel. And they're all passing like the Rashba. So, we follow the Ramah. The Rashba is Sivet, we probably follow the Rashba anyway. But certainly the Ramah passes that way. And so far, Svek Sveika, Mokim is Chazik Isura, is Machlaik Sushainim, we pass the Lukum. Comes everybody with a kasha. The Taz brings this kasha in the name of the Masas Binyamin, Chuvah's Masas Binyamin, which is one of her earlier Chuvah's farm in the 1600s. But this kasha, anybody who brings the Rashba in this, the Heter, asks the following Nakuda. When we say a living bird is Becheskas Isser, Tosis brings the lashon behema b'chayev b'cheskas iser achivad l'chava manishkata. What are we talking about? A cheskas iser what? Cheskas treifa? No. He said it's either eiv menachai or ina zavuach. B'chayeha it has a chazaka that there is no shkita to this bird because every living bird has no shkita. Do we say that this bird has a chazaka, it's not a treifa? The chazaka is a treifa, cheskes is a treifa? Of course not. We don't have a cheskes is a treifa, we don't have a cheskes heto, we got a treifa. We don't have a cheskes is a treifa. So Zakta Masas Binyamin, what are you talking about? There's no machlaikis, this is the heto and the Rashba. There is no machlaikis. They're both glat. Why? I have a bird that's alive. Which cheskes isser does it have? What's the gash shchita? That's the Isavahetta. Isavahetta says you have a cheskes isser. Now the shayla was the shchita good. What's your shayla? Maybe the knife was pogum, maybe it wasn't pogum. You have a shayla who was good or not. That's the chazak isura. B'chayeha, it's b'cheskas eino zavuach. So there you have an Isavahetta who tells you, cheskes isser, you can't be mega with a svek sveka. Why? Because we're becheskas iser, bechayeh, wasn't shechted. You don't know if a shechita happened. 1 second, good. But zok demasas binyamin, what does that have to do with the Rashba? The Rashba is not talking a suffolk and shechita. The zecha was a good shechita. The Rashba was talking the shechita was good, the knife was good, the shechita was good, everything was good. I now have a suffolk and treifis. Suffolk and treifis. So that's not a chazak isura. Lagabe, the suffix in treifis, there's no cheskas iser. So, frekta masas binyamin, what's going on here? What is the Ramah himself in his Sefer Teres Chatos makes this into machlokes this of the heter? And the Rashba, and he's passing like the Rashba Lakula, but he says that there's no steer in the Rashba and the Masas and this of the heter. If you don't know about the Shechita, it's Cheskes Iser. If you know the Shechita was good, so it's only a Shaila in Treifus. So this is his Kasha. The Shafi asks it in a different Lashon. Basically the same, it comes down to the same Nakuda. This is the big problem with the... Is it a problem with the Ramah? It's not really a problem with the Ramah. Because the Ramah is also talking a Suffolk in the Treifus. But it's a problem making a Klal out of this. The Ramah, it's clear from Teres Chatos that he's making a cloud that Svek Sveika, the Chazak Isura, is Mutter. But it's not true. Svek Sveika Nega Chazak is Mutter. Because it's only Mutter in such a case that you're talking about. How can you make a cloud out of it? Didn't say? In the Lashon of the Rashba? Part of the taina that they have is that you look at the end of the tshuva, where he sums up his psak, he uses a lashon that is svek svek is mutter, even though it's a chazak isura. That's part of what they bring. They say that the lashon of the Rashba, the Shas, the lashon of the Rashba is mgum gum in the tshuva. It's hard to tell what he meant, but in the end, you could see that that's what he meant. Okay. Now, are you going to tie them a sakina mesalis? That you're going to tie that, what's the difference? What it is, if it's a chesed, suffic and shchita, suffic and treifus. A sakina mesalis. But the Masas Binyamin probably means the Rajba and Agamar. Right? The Rajba said, when are we masik the Issa le Isser? In Issa, that logically follows. An animal is Eva Menachai. It's going to follow that it's going to become Nevela, unless there's a Matir. So there we're masik the Issa le Isser. But Treifis doesn't logically follow. So therefore, by Treifis, we shouldn't say, that's probably what the Masas Binyamin means. So they state in the Masas Binyamin. So we're going in a very misodidic way. Now we have the Ramah, this is the Het and the Rajba, and now the Tain of the Masas Binyamin. The Taz answers Tain is on the Masas Binyamin. He says that the Masas Binyamin forgot Toisvis in Yevamis, the Flamenom and Beis, where Tosfos says that a Safik Drusa is considered to be the Cheska Sisser. Whatever the lum this is, those are the words of Tosfos. You look at Tosfos at the end of his Kasha. He says, Avolim Noilet HaSafik Mechayim, Kegon Safik Drusa Loi, Vishum De Bishosha Noilet HaSafik Hoysa Adayin the Cheska Sisser. Whatever, you can argue what the lum this of Tosfos is. You can argue a lum this. What? Oh, so but Tosfos says b'shoshanel asafik, a safik drusa is called to be b'cheskes iser b'shoshanel asafik. Im kain, the Rajba's case is a safik drusa that was shechted and now it fell into taruvis, and I'm not sure what to do with it. So I have a case of a safik drusa. It is a chazak isura. The title of Masas Binyamin is, that's not a Chazak Yisura, but it's not a Chazak Yisura. Tosfos says that when it's a Reyes HaMechayim, if the Reyes HaKein calls man it was not shechted, it still has a din of a Chazak Yisura. You can learn Tosfos. You're free to learn whatever you want. Reyes HaLeser, some other Hezber, but as I state in Tosfos. So the Taz is kind of, I guess he seems to be masking that in Svara the Masas Binyamin has a good taina. But he's saying, take a look. Not what it says. So that's a good kasha. What does Tosfos mean? Is chazik isura? It's not a chazik isura of treifus because we don't know it's ever a treifus. So unless Tosfos means masakina meisala is even from even rachai to treifus, yes, maybe that's what Tosfos means. What the Taz does is he says, I don't care what Tosfos means. Tosfos says it. So where are you coming to be metmiya on the Ramah? The Ramah makes it into machlaikis. The Ramah is going like Tosfos. How are we going to learn Tosfos? You can argue how to learn Tosfos. That's a fair Tosfos. So this is the taina of the Taz to defend the Ramah. Now, what I told you is the Taz very smooth. The first big part of the Taz. This is all in Simi Kofiur. The Taz is Sifkat and Tazayin, not Tezvav. Tezvav. Kofiur, Sifkat, and Tezvav. If you read it, you'll see I told the Tuba Seder exactly the way it means in the Taz. The Shach has a similar discussion. The Shach does throw in the Taina that some of you started to mention, which I didn't want to talk about before. He says that those who aser this of a heter, one of their rayas that sexfeka is aser, even this chazak isura, is that even if you shecht, you check your knife, it's good, you shecht 10 animals, and then you check your knife, it's problem, all 10 are treif. It's halacha, b'chob sukkah shulchan aruch. The sheikhit who checks his knife, from the previous time he checked till now, if it's pogum, everything is out. The kasha is, then it's a svek sveika. Why? Why is it a svek sveika? The pogam happened maybe in the first animal, maybe in the second animal, maybe in the third animal. By the time I get to the last animal, there are 9 sveikas, I shechted 10. There are 9 possibilities. Plus, there's a possibility, even in this animal, the pagam came after I shechted, it came when I hit the neck. You shecht 10 animals, it's fek, it was still machmir. So raya is chazik yisur, fek, is also. So the shach brings this taina, and he dismisses it. He says that's kula chada seika, that's not many seikas. That's all one suffix. When did the pagam come? When did the, let's say you have an isha, who's you find she's a bu'ula, you don't know if she became a bu'ula before she got married or after. So you're going to say it's a sex faika. It could have been on the Sunday before she got married. It could have been on the Monday. It could have been on the Tuesday. It could have been on the Wednesday. That's not true. It's one suffix. Was it before? Was it after? I don't care about Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. The shach holds that kula chada seika. However, the shach at the end of his words says like the Masas Binyamin. The shach says that 1 minute the Ramah in his psak is only makel a svek sveika by treifus when there's a chazaka. So he's makel a svek sveika treifus when there's a chazaka nechayim but that it's ena shchuta. Maybe in a real svek sveika against a chazak yisura, maybe he wouldn't be makel. Who says even the Ramah himself is only makel in the Masas Binyamin type of case? Otherwise, not. And the Shach says, Lahalacha, you need 3 sveikas for Schazak Yisura. We're machmer and sveika, 3 sveikas for makel. So we have here a middle psak. Now you have the psak of those, the Masas Binyamin says, we're not makel sveika. The way Chaz understands the Ramoy is make all the sex sveikas, Chaz Yisura. The Shach says you need 3 sveikas, and they jump on him. What's the difference? 2 sveikas, 3 sveikas. Who cares 2? Who cares 3? All the same. Now, just to pick up your imagination, this machloikis is. Shach doesn't. Rav Shimon has a hezber in the Shach, which I don't think we'll see. So then the question is, if a chazaka can pass in 2, why can't it pass in 3? Bishlom Yitani, chazaka only pass in 1 tzadik. Okay? Yitani.
But if I
have, if it's possible, then I still have another 2. This says in the Lashon HaShach. You're right. That's Rishon Hezber. If it's in the Lashon HaShach, then it's in Lashon HaShach. Okay, but anyway, the Lamaisa, we have these. Now it's interesting, the Taz at the end is Machmir. Taz says it's the Machlaikis to be Machmir. The Taz learns the Ramaz Meikel. Taz himself is Machmir. The Shach is the in between Shita. Prichadosh is Mekel. You have to look at Deis in this Indian. Lahalacha. Achleikis Otzel. It's very Negea Ladina. There's a case where this Shaila comes up for the last 400 years. And that is, in the case of an Aguna, we have a Svek Sveka to be Matir and Aguna. Now you should know, we're not Matir and Aguna with one suffix, even if the Araya is to be Mekel. It has to be a Araya Chazal approved of. Somebody who goes out, the Mayim Shein Lam Saif, a man who goes out boating into the ocean, he's never heard from again. His wife is still in Aguna. He's not get married. It's a suffix. What happened to him? He's lost. If it's Mayim Sheyesh Lam Saif, means a lake where you could see all around. Someone goes underwater, and the people standing there, they could see all around that he never came out, then we're not here. You're right to say he drowned. Mayim she'ein lahem saif, it's a common expression by Agunis, means water where you can't see everything. You can't see what happened. Mayim she'ein lahem saif, and Agunis still lost. What is the halacha by a svek sveika by an Agunis? This shaila of a svek sveika by an aguna is a machloikis l'doyreis between the gedolei sfarad, who are mekel, G'dayle Sfarad went with the Pesach of Prichadash, and they were matir agunois consistently with the Svek Sveika to be matir. Rav Adi Yosef has a tshuva, I just took a quick look, about someone who, in the Israeli Air Force, his plane was hit by a missile, and it fell into the Mediterranean Sea. Shaila is whether, and he was never heard from. So the Shaila is whether we can be matir the wife to get married. So he says it's a sex faker. Did he eject from the plane or not? That's one subject. If he didn't eject from the plane, the whole plane blew up. He would have died. So did he eject or didn't he eject? And to Flemmi he ejected. He landed in Mayim Shem on site. So that's also a suffix. So he makes a sex faker. Did he die in the explosion of the plane? And to Flemmi he ejected safely. Did he drown in the water? So he's not here, and he brings a second cheshbon. It's not the get to us today. But he made this cheshbon of sex seika is part of the cheshbon to be matir agunis. What? It's not a sex seika hamishapech. So what's the answer to that? You're right. What? Yeah, right. The Taz says the sex seika hamishapech has a seder, a chronological seder. You're allowed to go in that seder because you have to, because you can't judge if he drowned until you judge if he got into the water. Right, that's like by Suffolk all Suffolk loyal. Right, the shadow of the lion went into the barn. It didn't go into the barn. It went into the barn was a dairus, because it couldn't be dairus if it didn't go in. So this becomes a machlokes. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Exodus, Kodesh Achrayim Simim Avav, Eismen Vav. Today you can't find it because they took all the Kodesh Achrayim and put them in the new Pnei Yeshuas into the right daf. So it's a stum. But at any rate, there's a Pnei Yeshua whose lashon is Tamani Al Kol Gedolei Sfarad that a Mekel Sex Veika by his Chazak Yisura. How can you be Mekel against the Shach and the Taz? The Shach and Taz both say that we're not Matir Sex Veika by his Chazak Yisura. The Taz, even though he explained to Ramah, his psak is to be Machmir. The Shach says you need Shloisha Sveikas. Pnei Yeshua writes, he doesn't understand how anybody could be Mekel, Yisrael Mamzeris, but against the Shach and Taz. It's not even clear that the Ramah was Mekel. So this Shiloh of Eschazik Yisura, to be Matir and Aguna, is dependent on all this and everything that we discussed today, whether we, because there the suffix is in the chazak cheskaseishesish. See, there it's even worse. There are two chazakas. There's the cheskas haguf that the person was alive, and the chazak of the isha that she was neishesish. Excuse me.
Shemiguna.
What does that mean? Shemiguna. They were mekel that isha daka mitzvah, but they weren't mekel. But you have to know they were only mekel in cases that we know they were mekel. The truth is you're not entirely wrong. There's a Tshuvas Nayi of Yehuda, even though he was an Ashkenazi. He's matmiya on the Pnei Yeshua and the Shos Yaakov, who are machmir by Safik Aguna by Trey Vitrei, and he's by Safik Aguna by Sex Veika. And he writes, his lashon is Eich Ishtakach L'Shtei G'day Le'Olam Divrei HaTosfos and Yevamos Peches Amud Beis, which is also Tosfos and Ksuvos Chaf Beis. To take a quick look at the Tosfos, because this Tosfos has to do with Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Believe it or not, we will get to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph very soon. The Tosfos, the top Tosfos on Peches Amud Beis. There, Tosfos talks about an aguna who gets married in a case of trei v'trei. She went and got married, and then the second day, Pir of Eidim came, she shouldn't have gotten married. So we say she did an aveira that's chayiv in Ashim Toli. What's an Ashim Toli? Ashim Toli is where you have Isser and Heter, and you don't know which one you ate. That's Ashim Toli. So Tosis asks in Vim Taima, the second kasha, halfway through, Lamaida skin on the Perak Dalar Achim, Leil Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to have soon that Treva Trey spake in the Rabbana. Umukli Leia Chazaka. Gemara Zay Minatayra, Treva Trey is Becheska Sisser. Minatayra, Treva Trey is either Becheska's Heter, if it's Heter, or Becheska's Sisser, if it's Sisser, Yigobasa Chazak. Amai Melkin Hashem Toloi, Yafil Lachata Sika. Tosis asks that a Minatayra, Daguna, is Osir by Treva Trey. Minatayra is Becheska's Sisser. So it should be chayav karba chatos. A chatos is when you do a vade yisur b'shaygeg. So Tosis kash is you did a vade yisur b'shaygeg. It's not a safik yisur menatayra. So Tosis answers, I meri, the madi isha daiko mitzvah mari leila chazak. You see those words? I meri, mashi isha daiko mitzvah mari leila chazak. The fact that isha daiko mitzvah makes that the cheskes isur eishas ish is not a shtaka cheskes isur. May the Behuda wants to use this Taisvis to be makel by an aguna by Trey V'Trey. To be makel by an aguna by Trey V'Trey, and then by Svek Sveika, he says, Svek Sveika Bokum Cheskesis, so he can't be makel. So he says, with what you were saying, that by aguna there's the Isha Daiko Mitzvah, and therefore we're makel. Now, we have to come back to this. On Lamed Aleph, we're going to come back to this Taisvis, we're going to learn it again, because we have to see if it's so Pashit. This idea that Isha Daiko Mitzvah plugs in or not. But that's, at any rate, that's the Yehuda's defense of the Shita that holds that by Trey V'Trey, by Svek Sveika, we could be Mekel. Now, I noticed something very interesting. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but it's still, you'll notice. In this Machloikis, by Svek Sveika, you could be Matir and Aguna. It seems to me, from the distance, that the Svarim that talk about it, Nahalach Lamaisa, Yeshua is writing a Pirish on the Gemara, they tend to be more Machmir. The Gedolim that had an Aguna standing in front of them tend to be more Megal. The Nabi Yehuda has a Shaila, is an Aguna in front of him. It just seems to me that they're more Saimach Lahakal. I mean, there's such a cloud that Bishas Hadchak. So you Saimach on a Das Yachim. It's hard being a Guna to be Mekel, but the Din of Mayim Shem on Saif, by the way, is this in the Rabbanan. When I tell you a Mayim Shem on Saif, you go Basarai. Most people who disappear Mayim Shem on Saif are Mutar, are dead. But it's a Din of Mir Amatzim. So at any rate, this is the basic Shakla Vatari. So again, to review, it's Nagar to us, by Svek Sveika, by Yischazik Yisura, it's Nagar to our Gemara, is the Ramah is certainly Mekel in one case. It's fair to say that in that case everybody would be Mekel. When it's a Svek Sveika, and the Yischazik Yisura is a different Isser, I think everybody would agree with the Ramah, the Taz would agree. Shach, maybe not, but halacha lemaisa, I think Svek Sveika by in a chazik isura with a cheska sister is a different isser. I think they'd all be samech on the Rama. The nidoin is by a Svek Sveika with a cheska sister is in the din of the Svek Sveika. That's where we have a shaila we should be mekel. By shloisha sveikis we rely on the shach. We be mekel, but not in the case of two sveikis. So this is the basic shaila, a Svek Sveika in a place of a Schazik Yisura. The shaila comes up in Herzl by Safik Arla. Safik Arla in Herzl is also Chutz Laretz. If you ever notice the Hashemim in Herzl, it says Noki Mechshash Arla. It's very funny. There's one company that was selling here in America, and they used a computer to translate the label. And there's actually a label. My son has it. It says on the label, this product is free from any foreskins. That's what it says. A very strange thing for a vegetable product. Noki Mechshash Arla was translated. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have Noki Mechshash Arla, and in Mechus Laretz, you know, Chus Laretz and Halacha Moshe Sinai that Safik Arla Mutter, which grad is the cash on the Rambam. If you also have a device in the Torah, look cool, but why didn't you allow Moshe Messina? How would you answer the question? Rambam says Safik Arla Mutter. So why do you need Halacha Mishnah as Safik Arla as Mutter? What's the answer? In Chutzlaretz, to write Israel in it. The answer is that every tree is Becheska's sister. It starts off Arla. Right? That was the Mishnah Balas trapped in the Rambam by the Ashim Toli. When there's a Chazaka, the Rambam's right, this up the Rais Lachum. At any rate, when you have a Spek Sveka in Arla, and it's a Chazaki Surah by Arla, because every Arla starts a Chazaki Surah, it's the same Shaima. But you can be Makel, Chutzlaretz will Makel anyway in Safik. You can make a Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we've tried as best we can to cover the issues that have to do with Chazaka de Meikara. I didn't talk too much at all about Chazaka de Hashta or about Tarti L'Reyesa. I'm going to try to find an excuse to do it when we get to Trey to Trey, but it's too much to chew at one time. You have the outline I gave you on the piece of paper. Today's shiur is not there. But basically, it's something that we hopefully we use yet to chaza with. And tomorrow, I do want to return to the Sefer Yevamos and do the Gemara in the back.